Hello, beautiful people, and welcome back to Nostalgia, where music and storytelling meet. We are back from our hiatus. We hope you have missed us, and most importantly, we hope you are staying safe in these crazy times. In this episode, our very first couple episode, we sit down with Alex and Anna as they journey through the musical nostalgia of their beautiful 10-year relationship that turned into marriage. We explore how jumping first and asking questions later can reap rewards, and the song Night Nurse apparently was not about women. Today I have with me the two beautiful couple, Alex and Anna. They're originally from Jamaica, but they have moved here recently. So Anna and Alex, want to say hi?
Hey guys.
Wagwan.
So I know Alex and Anna through my cousin Dinoy, and they have wanted to come on as a couple. So not just individuals, they come on together, and they're going to talk to us today about their individual songs that they have nostalgia with and for, and they have a song they have together, which is one of their wedding songs, isn't it?
Yeah.
Very sweet indeed. So Alex, would you like to introduce yourself? What do you do? What you're about?
So my name's Alex. I work on Hardy Street. I'm a treatment coordinator. I'm a very diverse, multifaceted person. I've been doing events. I've done, you name it, jack of all trades.
Yeah? What kind of events?
I used to manage a nightclub called Quad.
Nice.
In Jamaica.
Nice.
I introduced something called hookah, or shisha, as you guys
So when I was in Jamaica, like, smoking hookah, and yeah, that was you. That was very nice, very nice. Yeah. Nice.
What else have I done? So I used to manage a chain of gyms called Express Fitness. So was doing that for about 3 years. And I decided to move to the UK.
Yeah. And you enjoyed it so far?
It's cold, but
so far so good.
Despite the cold.
That's good to hear. And Anna, what about yourself?
So same here. Alex and I have, what he didn't fail to mention, is that we've been working together for maybe the last 5 or 6 years.
Nice.
So I was a personal trainer at Express Fitness.
Amazing.
And I also managed one of the branches there. And then he moved to London, and we decided that, well, I needed to find my way here. So he got me a job on Hardy Street as well. So.
Amazing, amazing.
We're working as treatment coordinators.
Lovely, yeah. Lovely. And you got enjoying Jamaica so far, despite the cold?
Despite the cold. Yeah, London's great.
Yeah?
It's a nice city.
Amazing. Amazing. I'm jealous though, because I do wish I was in Jamaica sometimes. When it gets to this kind of level of coldness, it's the time that I want to be in Jamaica, having some sun. But we're glad to have you here. So you guys have bought 5 songs, and that's 1-2 for you, Alex, 2 for you, Anna, and then 1, which is your wedding song, which is absolutely gorgeous, that you guys have chosen together. So we're going to kick it off with the first song. And the first song is by Stephen Marley, called Hey Baby. And we're gonna have a listen, and then you guys will tell me why you chose.
Cause you're
So Anna, this is your song. This is a song that you chose. Yeah. And would you like to explain a little bit more why you chose this song?
So it's very nostalgic, or it brings back a lot of memories of when my uncle was murdered. This is actually one of the songs that we chose as like a, almost like a tribute or a dedication to him and his family, because the road was rough. Yeah. He was away from home. He worked as a contractor, so he was away from home a lot of the times. Work took him all over the island. So when you have a wife and three children and you're not at home, it does get a bit rocky trying to juggle house life,
of course,
married life, all of that, and try to keep things together. So I think this was almost like, for me, it was almost like this was him singing to her
after
he passed away. You know, like, you know, don't worry, like, the road is rocky, but you know, together, in the end, everything will be fine because, you know, I'm going out there, I'm making a better life for us, so yeah.
Aww.
And also, I think when Alex left, it was 9 months that he was away for.
Yeah.
When he first moved to England.
Yeah.
It was very long.
I can imagine. I can imagine.
And, it was very stressful as well. Because, I mean, you don't know if you're going to get... Like, you hope and you pray and you're hopeful and everything, but at the end of the day, it's the... Who decides who gets the visa?
The people at the Home Office?
Home Office. Home Office decides at the end of the day
pretty
if
much.
Visa or not.
Pretty much.
So, I mean, you can apply, you can have all the money in the world, but if they say no,
then
that means
it.
No.
Yeah.
So, it was a lot. There was a lot of uncertainty,
because
I'm not sure if I'm going to get my visa. So then, you know, the plan is to move to England, but then what if...
Because it's not in your control. It's like, it's not in your hands. There's only so much you can do.
Exactly. So that, I think that made it even more difficult for us, with him being here, me being in Jamaica, and not.
Yeah.
It was a lot of uncertainty.
No, I totally hear that. I totally hear that.
So it was. So it's two different memories then.
But yeah, that must be. It must be tough. And like you said, it's that knowing that we're going to be together soon. It's going to be all right. It's going to work
everything
out.
Everything is going to work out in the end.
Do you know what I mean?
Even though it's, and I'm pretty sure everybody can relate to that as well. Whether in life, whether in relationships, no matter what it is that you're going through.
You're going to make it out.
Yeah, you're going to make it out.
Somehow, somewhere. It's going to work out.
Yeah,
do you know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. So just...
Hold on. Just keep holding on. Alex, I'm like, well, how do you feel about this song? Even though it's Anna's song, does that have any nostalgia for you? Is that kind of like, can you relate to what Anna was saying? And obviously it must be difficult for you guys to be apart. And how was that?
Most definitely. Well, what Anna didn't touch on is that before we got married, I would live in Kingston and she'd live in Ocheras.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So yeah.
So it was like, I always send songs to her, right?
Yeah.
So this is probably one of the songs I always used to send to her.
Aww.
It's like, hey baby, don't worry, even though I'm away, you know, I'm out here grinding. So I used to keep events.
Oh gosh, yes.
I used to be a photographer at parties. I did a lot of hustles, right?
Yeah.
So it's not just moving to England, but I totally forgot about, almost seems like a lifetime away now. Because that was 13 years ago that we've been so we've been together for a while, and it was definitely
difficult, because
especially going out to the parties, that when you're in the entertainment industry, I would say definitely it, again, for people who aren't secure in their relationship, or for people who are unfaithful or want to do things like that, I mean, I can, it's definitely much harder,
of course,
but I think I trust Alex so blindly that it's almost stupid.
Yeah.
So if anybody came to me and said, oh, I saw him doing this and that, I'm like, okay, that's
cool.
Because I would swear on my life that he would never do something like that. You know what I mean? So even though he was going out from 8 p.m., staying out until 7 a.m. in the morning,
yeah,
I never once doubted or worried or anything like that. But at the same point in time, it's frustrating because on the weekends when we should be spending time together,
he's having to work.
He's working.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not really fun because that's the only time we get to spend together. We're in school, so you know what I mean? But yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
So, hey, baby, don't worry.
Oh, that is so sweet. And for those that don't know, that Kingston is the capital, and then Ocho Beach is like a town, which is outside of the capital, pretty much.
Yeah, it's on the north coast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's an hour drive now. Before, it used to be like 2 hours because you had to go through Mount Russell.
Yeah.
But now they have a highway.
Yes, they do. They do. Motorway.
Motorway.
But no, that is lovely. So you guys have been together for a while, and so that there kind of has that been that distance, and I guess like you said, sending songs to each other, that is that way to kind of keep that connection, which is beautiful, absolutely gorgeous. But now you guys are together, and now it's all good, and I guess you have that time to reflect on these songs together, and you know the distance is not that there.
No,
it's almost. Like when you're going through the pits of it, it definitely seemed like way longer. And gosh, I remember, I think I cried. So Alex also decided to move to England on a whim, literally. So he applied for jobs over here. Didn't get a call back or anything, or they messaged him and said, hey, you can come in for an interview tomorrow or 2 days. He's like, well, I'm on holiday, quote unquote. I'm on holiday in Jamaica at the moment, so can we do a Skype interview? We're like, no, well, we need you to come in here. And then he's like, boy, he can't go, so we just left it alone. We forgot about it. 2 weeks later, they call him up again and say, hey, the job is still open. Do you want to come?
Nice.
And
nice.
I think I had prayed about it, and I had said, you know, Lord, give me like a clear, like definite, like no shrouded in mystery or anything, like a clear-cut answer that this is what we should do, is to move to England. And literally when he called him, Alex said, okay, well, I'm going for the interview. So this is, I will never forget, this is
it was Heroes Day
a holiday Monday. In Jamaica, FYI guys.
This is Monday. This is Heroes Day Monday. And Alex bought his ticket on Wednesday of that week and left on Saturday.
Wow.
Yeah, one-way
ticket. That's ticket. Big.
Nowhere to live.
Yeah.
$400 US. Nowhere to live.
Yep.
Not sure if you're going to get this job.
Yeah, 21-hour labor in Canada.
Damn.
Thank God. Big up, Trey.
And big up.
Yeah, so I had somewhere to catch for the 21 hours.
Yeah.
I came outside of the airport and I was able to catch somewhere, with spend some time with my friend and his family. And then I came over here, and I mean, I went to the interview.
Didn't get through with the interview, so that was a door.
I didn't get, it's not I didn't get through. I got shortlisted, went to the second round.
Okay.
But it took like 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
Yeah, 3 weeks. Yeah.
It's always a long, it's always a long process for interviews, isn't it?
But then again, that also added to the uncertainty of everything.
Yeah.
Like, you're not sure, like, yeah, he's going out there to make this money, but
at the same time,
you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I feel like this song is like,
I didn't
even,
damn, you did it though, you made it happen, and look, you guys are here, like, exactly, you guys made it happen. Nah, and I guess the song encapsulates just your relationship in many ways. No, that is beautiful. That is beautiful. That's a lovely story, kind of like backstory to tell your kids. Like, we made it, guys. We're here. No, that is lovely. So the next song that you guys have on the list is Alex's song, Southern Hospitality. Ludacris and Pharrell. I'm interested to hear the backstory on that one. Let's take a listen.
Check out the oil my Cadillac spills. Matter of fact, candy paint Cadillacs kill. So check out the holes my Cadillac fills. 20 inch wide, 20 inch high. Hold on to like my 20 inch ride. 20 inch thighs make 20 inch eyes. Hoping for American 20 inch pies. Pretty ass clothes, pretty ass toes. Oh, how I love these pretty ass hoes. Pretty ass high class, anything goes. Catch them in the club throwing pretty ass bows. Long dime draws, long dime. Anything puss make my long johns pause. Women on they cell making long john calls. And if they like to juggle, get long johns balls.
All my players in the house that can buy the bar. And the ballin' ass to get with the candy cars. If you a pimp and you know you don't love them hoes, when you get clothes.
Dirty South mind blown, Dirty South bread. Caps, it fried up, Dirty South bed. Sleep in a cop picking Dirty South bed. Dirty South girls, give me Dirty South head. Hand me down flip flops, hand me down socks. Hand me down drug dealers, hand me down rocks. Hand me down a 50 pack, switch the sweet box. And good fella rich next to hand me down stocks. Mouth full of platinum, mouth full of gold. 40 Glock cow, keep your mouth on hold. Lie through your teeth, you can find your mouth cold. And rip out your tongue, cause it's what your mouth told. Sweat for the lemonade, sweat for the tea. Sweat from the hot sauce, sweat from the tea. And you can sweat from a burn in the third degree. And if you sweat in your sleep, then you sweat from me.
All my players in the house that can buy the bar. And the ballin' ass moves again with the candy car. If you a pimp and you know you don't love them hoes.
Alex,
when you get
enlighten
on the floor.
This song, right? In high school, I was like a complete and total nerd.
Yeah.
Glasses, braces.
Glasses, braces.
Dweeb looking.
Skinny.
Yeah.
Maga.
Maga. Skinny, the honesty.
Like, I used to weigh, I'd say just around
130 pounds.
No, like before I met you, like this 120? Is like, this is first form, so I'd be like, I want to say, Bill's a little bit.
And just to put things into perspective, Alex is 6'3".
Yeah.
So to be 100 pounds at 6'3", you're like a stick man.
Yeah.
So
growing up on BET, MTV,
mm-hmm.
and I'd say becoming a young adult, teenager.
Yeah.
Just getting into high school, trying to fit in.
Yeah.
Like Ludacris watching TV, I'm like, yo, this guy is so cool.
Because he was popping back then.
Yeah,
he was everywhere.
He was everywhere. Like, the songs, like, I was like, yo, I want to be like this guy. Get
yeah.
girls. Because I couldn't talk to a girl. Nobody
yeah.
wanted to talk to me. It's like, no. Like, I think, I remember back in high school, I was on a list, like, would you date Alex? It's like, and out of like the 15 guys in my class,
uh-huh.
I was the last guy on the list.
Oh.
Yeah. So I remember it was every year we have a class party.
Yeah.
So we went to Ligonie Club, we planned a trip, got in a bus, left high school, I went camping at the time,
mm-hmm.
and went to Ligonie Club and they had a performance then, right?
Yeah.
So I decided to DJ this song.
Hey! Right?
So I remembered all the words, I rapped it, and then when I performed, everybody's like, yo, you know, you sound really good. I was like, yo, yeah, you know?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I felt, I guess I kind of got to fit in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
for me, I felt like a part of something.
Yeah.
And I guess my wife always tells me I'm kind of autistic because I don't interact well with people that well.
Yeah.
His social skills are lacking.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
he doesn't know what's. He's very socially. It's funny because for somebody who is like very out there, he's very friendly, very personable. Sometimes he just has like. I want to say. Word diarrhea where he just doesn't know what to say, so it just comes out. It just comes out and it's usually not ever appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
True.
Fair enough.
So I feel as though like, you know, and I don't mean to like disrespect autistic people or anything.
Of course.
Like that,
yeah.
Anything like that, but I know that they struggle sometimes in
social settings.
Social settings.
Yeah.
And sometimes I find that the high IQ is or the smarter you are, then you'd expect certain things to be common sense.
Yeah, yeah.
But for Alex, it's
just
not.
It's not the case.
Common sense,
yeah. And it's okay.
And sometimes I don't think it's that he doesn't know better, or sometimes I honestly don't know. I just don't know.
Work in progress. Getting better.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like for me, Gemini, born in June, you know, so my personalities, like, I have different personalities for different situations, different
mm-hmm.
people.
Mm-hmm.
So there are different sides to me that a lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
Some people might meet me and say, oh, hey, Alka, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's like, that's my outgoing personality,
yeah.
persona that I create to deal with people.
Yeah.
Being at home, I'd be like a nerd on my computer, playing my computer games,
mm-hmm.
and they'd be like,
this is a totally different person. Who is this?
I can be reserved, quiet, or I can be loud and outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So like, this is what I kind of aspired to be when I created my second persona, my personality.
Yeah.
So Ludacris, the swag, getting girls, like vibe,
nice.
Going out, drinks, clubbing, like.
That was the kind of like.
That was the kind of vibe.
Did
I felt cool.
Did it help you kind of springboard, sorry Anna, did it help you kind of to springboard you into that kind of entertainment industry to kind of get you out there doing the clubs and like, you know, the photography and stuff like that?
Well, I think it had an influence.
Yeah.
It would have led me in that direction.
Nice.
At first, I mean, in high school, I didn't know, I have a clue where I'd go in life. You know? So you told me that I'd be working in London.
In Harley Street, yeah, like...
I never. I said no.
Yeah, you know?
The first time I came to London, FYI, is just when I decided to move.
So you've never just been to London before? Never. Like, that is crazy. Never. But that's so inspirational, the fact that you could just go for it. Yeah. Like, you just... went for it, just went full throttle, put your 100% behind it. That's amazing, and that's like, that's inspiring. That's big. Do you know what I mean? It's not that's not an easy feat whatsoever. No.
I think he thrives on that sort of thing though.
Adversity.
Yeah.
The unknown.
For me, I would never jump off that cliff ever. I'd be like,
I'm right there with you, Anna. Right there with you.
But Alex is like, ooh, cliff. What's down there?
Jump.
I'm not that brave. I'm not that bold. But bless him.
Yeah. And I guess that's the opposites attract. And then you guys are the balance for each other. Do you know what I mean?
I would definitely say that.
But you know what's funny? I'd say with my decisions and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, to move to London. Mm-hmm. Like, she pushed me. Like, I was there.
Yeah.
Like, you moved to London. I'm like, oh, well, okay. Cool. You said it, so I'm doing it. It's like, I remember when I said, okay, cool, I bought a ticket. You bought the ticket? She started crying. I'm like,
yeah, I cried literally. From Wednesday, I cried all day.
Oh,
Thursday, I cried all day. Friday, I cried all day.
Yeah.
Literally, Saturday morning, I said, listen, you have to go to mass because you have to get a blessing before you go.
Yep.
Because we're supposed to go Friday. Yes. We're supposed to go one night, either Thursday, Friday, and he didn't go. I'm like, listen, if you now get on the plane now, you say go to church.
straight.
So we went to church and he went up for the blessing, and while the priest was blessing him, I'm there bawling.
Oh,
just bawling my eyes out. And then his mom was like, listen, like, Anna, we're going to drop him off to the airport, and if you cry, I'm going to slap you. So no tears when we get to the airport.
Yeah,
because
this
is hard for him too. So I think I had cried enough that I don't think I cried after that.
He was just like, no more tears. Nah, that's lovely. That is lovely. I see. That was like, because at first I was like, this is a very
random
song. It's so different from the plays that you guys already
had.
I'm
actually glad you asked that because I didn't even know that about him. So it's kind of cool that 13 years later you can still learn new things
about each other. Yeah, definitely. So, how long have you guys been married?
3 years.
Three and a half years, eh?
Three and a half. We got married on his birthday, June 18th.
Very
so
nice.
We just celebrated 3 years.
Very nice.
And 13 years together on the 30th of November.
18 years.
Wow. That's amazing to see a beautiful black couple. Amazing to see. Love it. Alright, so the next song that you guys have,
was it my pick?
It is your pick, Anna. And it's Night Nurse.
Night Nurse, okay, yeah.
Let's give it a listen.
Tell her, try your best just to make it quick. Woman, tend to the sick. Cause there must be something she can do. This heart is broken in two. Tell her it's a case of emergency. There's a patient by the name of Mickey. Night nurse, only you alone can quench this here thirst. I don't wanna see
So I have heard, like, Night Nurse is like an iconic Jamaican song. Like, everyone knows Night Nurse. But to hear this version, now this is new. This is something I'm definitely adding to my playlist.
Really? Like, I don't know what the other version sounds like, honestly. I think I was looking for it on Apple Play, and I'm just like, this is not the version.
Yeah.
This is not the version. I heard my uncle play this. So he was an architect slash contractor, but he went to school for architecture and just fell into the contracting scene after a while because, yeah, you have to have a, I think you have to have your PhD or a master's to actually like be considered an architect.
Yeah.
And he was just, it was just raw talent with him and he didn't want to do that. So he could still draw and he could still design and all that, and he just had a, I think this song would also embody him in the sense that it's just like out there, you can't really wrap your mind around it type of thing.
Yeah.
And it also brings back a lot of childhood memories. So we used to all gather after school in his office.
Okay.
It was a huge room and it was the only room that had AC. So I think that's why, especially in the summertime when it was hot in Jamaica, we all used to gather in there and just, he would play music. So this was one of the songs that he would play. I think Purple Rain, and there are just some other like really out there. There's this pianist and a cat, Yanni. Is it Yanni?
Okay, I'm not too sure.
I think that's the name of the pianist. But it was like a, it was an instrumental musician. And so he would always play that sort of music. So I had lots of siblings. So me and my cousins and my brothers and my sister, we grew up in the same house.
Yeah.
We were an extended family. So we lived with my grandparents, with my grandparents, my uncle, his wife, his three children, my father, his wife, the four of us together.
Wow.
My aunt and her husband lived in Kingston, but in the Canaan, so it's like 14 people in a house.
Wow, that is lovely. That I'd probably be surrounded by so much love and family, man.
And especially, it's just, it's nostalgic for me in terms of just family. So when I think of this song, I think of being together with my family.
Yeah. No, I love the version. And so you were pretty close to your uncle, it seems, and you just...
I was close to my entire family, bro.
Yeah. You're just so close,
when you grow up in a big household like that, like, everybody is really close. And yeah, definitely.
Yeah, so it kind of influences your kind of music choices and kind of, like, did he just open kind of, like,
pathways to you? I would definitely say that because, like I said, this, I would have never found out about this. And there's another song I just cannot remember for the life of me what it was.
Yeah.
But it's on a disc that he had that he made.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't remember it.
You know what's funny though about this song? The original was done by Gregory Isaac, right?
Yeah.
And you know what the song is about, right? The song's about a drug addiction. So
yeah, I did not know that either.
Yeah, so Night Nurse is actually his cocaine. When, yeah, he's not actually speaking about...
I thought he was talking about a woman. Like, you know, this is Night Nurse.
No, he's speaking about his cocaine.
Damn, yeah. Okay.
So it's funny how everybody can get their own interpretation of a song.
Without a doubt.
Not knowing what the actual
story is.
So a lot of Jamaican music, like, a lot of people, like, would have grown up and heard Shaka Demus and Playa's Murder, She Wrote, right?
Yeah.
That song's actually about abortion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
See, you, Alex, like, you should just come and have an old episode where you're just teaching the behind the real version of the songs.
Was,
like, that's
I think
good.
It was really hard for him when you asked us to pick five songs.
Of course,
like, from
yeah.
Like, he's like, babe, have you chosen your songs?
Yeah.
I have my songs. Do you have your songs?
Because
I think that's actually how, that was our first time spending time together, actually.
Yeah.
He invited me over to his house and he's like, hey, you like music? I like music. You gonna come over to my house and listen to music?
Aww.
So that was the first time we actually hung out, and like, he was playing all the old school songs and the Ludacris and Do You Know This? Like, he was just trying to outdo, like, okay, I know this song. Do you know this song?
Music is life.
It is indeed. It is difficult because even when I did my first episode, that was just like, I think I got
what
to...
What do you choose?
I got to 10, then I got to like 7, then I probably, like, I was like, okay, I can do this, I can get to 5. So it is not an easy feat. And even for when I ask people to come on here, it's just like, please, like, I'm giving you time to choose your songs and please come with the songs. But if not, we can help and figure it out together. But nah, it's a difficult one. It is a difficult one. But yeah, what did you think about the song, Alex? What was your take on it? And
I think it's a great song. I mean, the music, the vibe. It's Night Nurse. I mean, most people think he's craving a woman, you know, like, a nice nightcap, you get it on. But no, it's a dude had a drug problem. But I like the song. It's soothing. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it's relaxing. I mean, it's almost as like sensual vibe to it.
Yeah.
So and you're craving, you know, some loving. Yeah. Nightmares to come over.
Yeah. Nice.
So, the song, this version, I mean, I haven't really heard it that often.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, I kind of prefer the original, but you know. That's what that is.
When that bass drops in, it's just like. You feel it in your soul.
You did something else in your soul.
It feels like he just dropped some splat.
Bam. So, guys, we have two more songs for you. Two more songs. So, the next one is Alex's song. Sizzler, Give Me a Try.
A lot of memories. I mean, I've seen Sizzler Kalanja perform a couple times as well.
Mm-hmm.
I remember my friend invited me to her birthday party in Stonehill. This was a street dance.
Mm-hmm.
This was a long time ago. I think the song came out like 2003 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
The song was really like, got popular, right?
Yeah.
In the street dance, remember, Give Me a Try. I was in a relationship at the time. And I think I kind of gave a girl a boy and she found out about it.
Yeah.
So I was trying to, you know, you have to beg back. So like, so another song, my girl was like, send a song, like, yo, listen, 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 listen. Right, this is how I feel. And I'm like, give me a try, cause I... And all the off-key singing, I can't sing the same
part. All good, it's all good, no judgment here.
It sounded great to me. I'm
you actually sang the song?
Yes.
And sent it to her?
Well, no, I didn't sing the song.
Oh, I'm like, why would you do that? I definitely not get back with you.
And then I remember going to a concert called Exposure. It was SZA and the Cash Money Millionaires. Lil Wayne and the crew, but apparently Lil Wayne doesn't travel outside the country, so he didn't come.
Yeah.
But you had Birdman and the rest of them on stage. And I remember SZA was there and I was in the VIP section and they actually tore down the fence when SZA came down.
They tore down the fence.
The general people, you know, they opened up the fence and all became one.
Oh,
and
damn.
Rain was falling and SZA performed the song.
Nice.
And just like the vibe of it, you know.
I can feel it. I can honestly feel it. Yeah. That's definitely a vibe.
Yeah. Yeah. Image is like, you know, it's coming from a part of your heart. And some music, it just moves you.
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
And then a lot of times during our 13-year relationship and ongoing, I know, I think I've sent you this song.
You have sent me this song. So this does have bring up memories for me. Especially the weekends where we were away for a very long time. So if we, I say a very long time, like 2 weeks.
Where did you go? When, don't you need my little baby?
When we were away for like, we were apart for 2 weeks, I think I came over to his house and he was playing this song and it was really romantic, you know? it was really nice and like you said, it's very sensual. You're really feeling everything that he's saying, like, to your core.
Yeah, trust me, when I'm a man cry for woman, you know,
it's a serious thing, innit?
Serious?
Serious. Oh, listen.
But I want to.
What?
I'm not a fuck.
How much time? Yeah, try to flop me.
No, but I think in like previous episodes I mentioned that how it's not easy for men to be so open and honest, like just in general kind of settings, but through music and through their lyrics and stuff, they can be vulnerable.
That would definitely be him every single, because if it is that he has anything that he wants to say to me, if he's happy, if he's sad, if he's angry, there's always a song for it. So he doesn't speak to me, he'll just send me a song. Listen to this.
This is how I feel.
But like you haven't spoken to me, the song is how I feel. So really... Definitely.
Yeah.
This song has saved a relationship.
Yeah.
With a relationship.
Our relationship. Because you don't want to left me that much time. Listen, babe, give me a try.
Huh? Aww.
Are we still here? We're going 2020.
Nah. But guys, I think that just brings it so nicely and ties it in so nicely to your wedding song. To your wedding songs, thinking out loud.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day. And I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now take me into your loving arms. Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. Place your head on my thinking out loud. Maybe we found love right where we are. When my hair's
all but gone and my memory fades. And the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. Cause honey, your soul could never grow.
So your final song, your wedding song, how did you choose that? How did you guys decide on that together?
Well, for me, I said this is like, you know, you say couple goals?
Mm-hmm.
This is what my vision is like in the future, like how I picture it. It's just timeless, and this is the kind of love I want to have in my marriage for my wife. Like everything it describes, it's like, this is how I want it to be. I don't I mean...
This is how you want to feel, this is how you want it to be,
yeah.
Like, because I mean, beauty fades. People grow old.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when he met me when I was 17, it's not how I'm going to look when in 50 years time.
Yeah.
So to have a love like that, that transcends time and space and just, it's almost like an out of this world love then.
Yeah,
because I think a lot of people get married for
the wrong reasons.
And for us, we always said, I always said, listen, this is my one and only marriage. So we meant our vows when we said, till death do us part. So him always joke and say, why don't we have a date first?
Then we said,
by who for hand? So, you know, for me, this song, I mean, that whole day, sometimes when I look back at it now, I'm just so honored that he wanted to share his birthday with me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this was the first dance song that we did.
Yeah.
Where I was allowed to actually be,
if I could show you the pictures.
Forward and inappropriate, well, not inappropriate, but.
A little bit forward. A little bit forward. Yeah.
You know, you show that, you know.
So like if you can see like that's how he's looking at me, how we're it's just
beautiful.
Like the tender loving and it was a really nice day.
Like from our wedding pictures I saved one and I have it as a screensaver on my phone, right? And from when I got married, it has been this, even though I changed phones so much times, right?
Yeah.
It still remained there.
We've been
for 3 years and I've kept it as the background. So every time I look on over my phone and I see that picture.
Yeah.
That's exactly how I want a picture. I want to be as happy looking in her eyes.
As that picture.
As on that day.
Oh, that's so lovely.
So that's my goal. So even if sometimes, I mean, we have our fights, have our arguments. Not as often, but
and
rare, sometimes you get annoyed.
Yeah.
Everybody gets annoyed.
Yeah, challenges.
It's natural.
Yeah. So I always look back on that picture and say, I want to be just like this day.
Mm-hmm.
And I always push, I mean, we're an amazing team.
Yeah.
And I have my weaknesses, she has her weaknesses, but together we find strength in all those weaknesses. I'm able to move forward as a team. So even moving to London, as we said, it wasn't an easy move. But love is always strong, love is always there. I mean, sometimes people are sick and biased. You know? Everybody wants to be just like us, so I have.
But then I tell people, like, do you really though?
Mm.
Everybody, and that's the thing with success, like everybody sees you at the top, but they don't know all the struggles you went through to get there. And
of course.
When people say couple goals, I don't think couple goals should be a thing. I think you should find your own groove, find what works for you, because what works for us is not going to work for you.
Exactly.
And I always tell people, like, you see us married, we've been together for 13 years, but you don't know half of the shit that we've been through. And I mean, would you really want to go through all of that? Could your relationship get through that?
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm sure there were, and I think, again, that song also was just like the cherry on top, because like, you really never know, like, this is what love is. Like, you didn't know that a love like this could exist. That, again, through thick and thin, like arguments and disagreements and all of that, that we could still be here together. And
we're so happy. I mean, even though at that time we've been together for 10 years when we got married, Yeah, we did 10 years for clothes. Shocker, right?
We're young though.
Yeah.
I mean, did you really want to get engaged before that? And that's another thing that I wasn't... How we... It kind of happened all organically. Like, I don't think there was any forcing. He's actually like... He's the strangest person I know. He was like actually so excited to be married.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any man who wants it. Like, he's a proud husband.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm married. Did you see my ring? Like, he doesn't take it off, and he tells me all the time, you see, you're always taking off your ring. I never take my ring off. I just lotion my hands and put it right back on. I sleep in my ring. So he's like a proud husband. Like,
yeah.
He's the happiest married man I know, honestly. I don't know.
It's for me, I want to say it's a component of having success.
Yeah.
You have to have a partner who sees the dream with you and the vision.
Of course.
So for us, we always discuss, we plan what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I might lead the way, but she's, as I said today, like even walking here, right? See, we're crossing the road, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm about to cross the road sometimes. And I just feel a little bit. Hesitation because we're holding hands, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, you put the brakes on. So I'm like, all right, stop, check it. Okay, I said, babe, we can cross. She's like, okay, cool. So like, even a small thing like that,
yeah,
it's like, it's not blind leading the blind.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes she takes a blind leap of faith. Sometimes it's like, hey, how you feel about this? Let's do this. It's not always about me.
Yeah, I think it's an us thing. And I'm very grateful and very happy that we are considerate of each other. Because
yeah.
I think that makes it easier too. I mean, in any relationship, I think there needs to be an open channel of communication, and also it can't be about, you have to be selfless.
Yeah.
If it is that you want your relationship to work. And for me also, a relationship, you have to drop your pride.
Mm.
Like, you have to have respect for each other.
Yeah. Definitely, for sure. Because there are times when we're both angry, like one morning I don't know, I think we were pissed off with each other from the night before.
Mm-hmm.
We woke up, we weren't talking, and we got to the tube station, the tube broke down, and this is like I didn't know my way around London then.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how to get anywhere, and he was just, he knew where to go, and he wasn't talking to me, but he just kept on looking around to see that I'm behind him. And then once he saw that I was behind him, he just kept on walking. Didn't speak to me.
Yeah, yeah.
But was kind enough to
make sure
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Even though he's like...
Vex.
Yeah.
So I think that's what marriage is about. And it's not cussing and complaining and putting anybody down or anything like that. And I think maybe later on that night we went home and we spoke about it and said, listen, you know, this is what you did to upset me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I didn't like that you had done this. Well, had you told me I had done this thing, I would understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's the other thing too. I think married people argue about the stupidest shit ever. Like, it's so stupid, the things that they have arguments about. I think we argue about...
We don't argue much.
Yeah, but we just get annoyed by stupid things like, babe, you left your socks on the ground, or...
Oh, that's you.
Babe, you... didn't put the toilet seat down, like, you just literally argue about foolishness, like, baby didn't wash up the dishes, or I told you not to put that there.
I washed all the dishes, but you left something on the stove, I didn't wash the pot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like,
so,
you know.
I think that song, yeah, it's the
foundation.
Yeah, it's the way, like you said, it's the way you'd want your love to be, like, 20, 30, 50 years from now.
Yeah.
It's timeless.
Yeah.
It's a really good song.
It is. No, it really is. Really, really good song. That for sure.
I thought it would be like a bit corny or cliche.
Yeah.
It's like when my parents were getting married, I think Aladdin had just come out.
Mm-hmm.
So, or somewhere around, everybody's...
A Whole New World.
A Whole New World.
Yeah.
That was everybody's wedding song back in the day. So I was like, I hope I don't know if this is a corny song.
I'm pretty sure it was... So corny, but it was, I mean, I think on that day, I tell everybody that, I mean, it's your wedding day, you wanted to go great, and I mean, if I ever told you the backstory, we didn't plan a reception, I ended up having a reception, that's like for like a whole nother podcast, but when all the anxiety I felt, all the when those doors opened at Stella Maris and I saw Alex, it's like literally, it was almost like a movie where literally everybody else faded into the background.
And all you saw was
and
Alex.
He was the only person Aww. That existed. And that whole day, like nobody else. Yeah, it was just us.
Yeah.
Everybody, it was just...
And then it was amazing when people came and spoke about us, like our relatives, and how they saw our relationship.
Yeah.
You know, because they watched us grow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very touching.
Sounds like a beautiful day that you guys had. Yeah. Honestly. But yeah, thank you so much, guys, for
Thanks
sharing
for
your songs and telling me your stories about each other and just, like, you know, individually.
Nostalgia.
The nostalgia. Did you guys feel the nostalgia?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, at different points, I thought I was there, you know? Like, I felt,
you felt, yeah.
How, when you hear a song, like, a lot
it
of times I hear
back.
Music, that's the Thanks. Great thing about music. I can remember where I was, what happened at that time,
yeah.
what the situation was.
Down to the day.
Yeah.
Down to the day.
Definitely.
Down to the day. Oh, but guys, thank you so much for being my first couple on the podcast. We really appreciate that. Hope you're not the last. But thank you so much, guys.
Thank
you. No worries.
Big up, Janelle.
Thank you. Thank you for staying with us and thank you for listening. As always, we are looking for guests to come on our show and share their stories and songs. Please visit our Instagram page to find out how. And be sure to share, like, comment, and tell a friend.